Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The Portuguese municipality of Cuba took new steps to promote bilateral ties with Cuba, especially in culture. João Português, mayor of the town, located 18 kilometers from Beja in the Alentejo region, highlighted the importance of these ties. It is through these initiatives that effective collaborations are promoted, be they cultural, touristic, or economic, the mayor said. The Cuban ambassador to Portugal, Jose Mari Dias, took advantage of the event in order to reinforce a series of initiatives in promoting the meeting and exchanges between the two cultures. In different cities around the world, solidarity demonstrations with Cuba and against the U.S. economic blockade took place this weekend. Cuban authorities expressed their gratitude toward these manifestations. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said on Twitter that in the face of hatred and constant aggressions, friends and compatriots crowded avenues in a day characterized by love and solidarity. Representatives of Dutch associations and friends of Cuba expressed at a meeting at the Cuban embassy in that country their solidarity with the island and demanded an end to the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington. The participants denounced the impact of the siege force for more than six decades, a policy they described as unfair and unilateral. They also pointed out the extraterritorial nature of the blockade, which affects not only the inhabitants of the Antillean nation, but also businessmen, banks, and European citizens. Their commitment to the promotion of exchange and cooperation with the largest of the Antilles in the health and education sectors was also reiterated. The voices of different people around the world were raised this Sunday to demand an end to the U.S. blockade of Cuba. Images and videos broadcast on the Facebook page of the Solidarity Project Bridges of Love. During a live broadcast, the leader of the movement, Carlos Lasso, showed the caravan in the city of Miami and statements of those from the Northern Nation who support the Caribbean country. The celebration of these events takes place constantly in Miami, despite the numerous acts of harassment and threats against activists by anti-Cuban groups, which seek to prevent a policy of rapprochement. In addition to those taking place in the so-called City of the Sun, other activities in solidarity with Cuba are organized regularly in the U.S. cities of Seattle and New York, as well as in Vancouver, Quebec, and Ottawa in Canada, and also in other regions of Latin America. The National Coordinator of Solidarity with Cuba in Panama condemned Sunday the attacks suffered in Spain by our country's musical group Buena Fe. In a statement, the group rejected the acts of violence, harassment, threats, and insults to musicians Israel Rojas and Joel Martinez in a fast food restaurant in Barcelona and before and during their presentation at the Galileo Galilei Hall in Madrid. Given these displays of hate and acts of provocation, the coordinating committee highlighted the support received by the Caribbean performers from the José Martí Association of Cubans residing in Catalonia. The coordinating committee stated that the failed policy of attacks on the revolution that triumphed in 1959 has not been able to bend the will and courage of the Cuban people. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.